Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Kaya with Family Foster Care. How are you today?
Blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So, how can I assist you?
No, so I was looking to switch agencies,
Okay.
but my worker wanted to know, like, because he do 16 hours a day. He wanted to know what would his pay rate be.
Okay, how much is he currently at?
He get paid $14.50 an hour, and I think it's like 20 or 21 overtime. I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Which county are you in?
I'm in Philadelphia, and I actually get 21 hours a day, but
21
I
hours.
have
You have two
right.
aides?
So, no, I have one aide. I just had to let go of the other aide yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, so I would want an aide from y'all agency.
Okay, that's fine. So, how much is your aide doing? How many hours per week?
So, one aide does 5 hours, and the other one does 5 hours a day. So that's 35 a week, because it's every day. And the other one does 100 and something. 100 and something, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Let me see what that is. That's 112 hours
Okay.
plus 35. So you have 147 hours approved.
Yes.
Oh wow. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So
Do you take, I'm on UPMC, I use UPMC.
okay, that's fine.
So what was it like when the verdict was read in court?
And so when we learned that there was a verdict, Holmes came out of the holding area where he is being detained and walked in and gave his family
Other
about
one does 35
four
per week.
minutes
Let me see what I can offer you. Give me just a moment, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Testimony has spanned more than 6 weeks. So the judge said that they had reached a verdict. He brought the jurors in, and then the foreperson from the jury stood up and was asked how they found Combs, count one, the racketeering conspiracy. The foreperson said not guilty. At that point, Combs put his head in his hands. When the foreperson said for count two, sex trafficking conspiracy involving Sandra Ventura, he said not guilty. Combs had a slight fist pump. And it was, as he was sitting at the defense table. And then he was found guilty of this transportation for prostitution, two of those charges, but acquitted on the most serious charges. Now, in his friends and family who were sitting in the room directly in front of me, at that first sound of not guilty, they shouted out yes. And then at the second not guilty, they said woo, and they made noises in the courtroom, not enough to disturb it, but a complete release of the tension that they were clearly feeling. And after the jury foreman had said the verdict, he then polled the jurors to ensure that each and every one of the 12, the eight men, the four women, this was their unanimous verdict. And at the time that they were doing that, Combs was nodding towards the jury. He had his hands again in a prayer position, as though he was thanking each and every one of them. After the verdict was read, because Combs is still in detention, he was being escorted out of the courtroom. He stopped to talk to his family, and he said to them, "Thank you. I love you. Love you. Love you." And as he turned to walk out, they erupted into applause. So he left the courtroom with the sounds of applause. Then his lawyer spoke to the family members. They were hugging each other. They were patting each other on the back. It was pure joy in there. One of the attorneys was crying. And the spectator section, the friends and family, they started chanting, "Dream team."
Okay, I'm checking on that. Give me another minute, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
When the judge denied bail for him, what was his reaction?
So the judge had came right on the bench after this long pause, and he out of the gate said that he was denying bail. Combs' eyes widened, his mouth opened. He looked like he was shocked because of the significant win he had earlier in the day. Now the judge was saying he was not going to be released before the sentencing. His lawyers still continued to try to make the argument, saying, you know, that his young children needed parents, saying that this case was unlike other cases. But the judge denied it, saying that this was a case of violence. violence, that there was violence that his own legal team admitted to. And at one point, Combs had waved his arms in the air as though he wanted to address the judge. And Agnifilo, his attorney, said, let me talk to my client, walked over to him, and then came back, and Combs did not.
Okay, so unfortunately, we're not going to be able to beat this one. We're not going to be able to pay your aides more than $1,450, or not even $1,450. Do you want to know? We can do the most we could do is going to be $1,325.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
I'll let him know.
Okay, fine.
All right,
call me
thanks.
Back anytime. Save my number, okay?
Yeah. All right, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.